Hello, this is Ava Waits at avawaits.com. I'm a speaker, sales trainer, and entrepreneurship mentor. This is where making money feels like bliss. And so what do you do if business feels like it's a little slow? Like your clients are kind of just trickling in, or your income is not rushing in the way that it used to. And you are feeling some of the stresses of that occurring in your business, and you're looking around and you're wondering, where are those people? How am I going to create enough money for my needs and for my desires? So what do you do if a business feels like it's a little slow right now? The first thing I want to encourage you to actually not do is to not say to other people that my business feels slow. To not actually say that, because when we state things, that's how things end up becoming. So if we state that to the world, my business is going slow, and if you are saying that over and over to multiple people, eventually people are actually going to start viewing you and your business and you as an entrepreneur as a slow-moving business and a business where not a lot of income comes in and not a lot of clients come in. And it's very subtle, actually, how we can influence the people around us, and we can really influence their perception of who we are as business owners. And so even if there is one slow day, but you end up telling 10 people about that slow day, people are going to start getting the impression that your entire business is slow, when I'm sure that isn't actually the case. So don't say that your business feels slow. Instead, I want you to start talking about what is going well. And I want you to resist the urge to say business is slow right now, and to talk instead about what is going well, what you're looking forward to, what's really exciting right now. And the reason I'm encouraging this is because the people asking you how business is going, they're often in support of you. So when you are sharing all of this information about what you are excited for, maybe a new project that you're working on, maybe even sharing about the type of clients you're trying to attract. You could even say to them, well, oh, you know, it's like if they ask you, how's business going? You could say, oh, thanks for asking. I'm really excited. I'm working on this new project. And then I'm also trying to attract this type of client right now. And you actually give them a description of the type of clients that you're wanting to attract into your business. And this allows that person to actually get a good idea of who they might refer to you. And remember that that person talking to you, they want to help. They want to be in support of you. That's why they're asking about how your business is going. So tell them about the new projects you're working on. It's okay to say, I'm looking for this right now. And then just fill in the blank. You could say a certain type of client you're looking for. You could talk about a particular connection that you're wanting to make. And so after you have shared with other people about the things that excite you, that is going to most likely excite you and get you really revved up and ready to do some great things next in your business. And then, after you've really made this better impression around the people, with the people around you, and here's the thing, it's not about lying. Right? Like, I'm not telling you to go lie and say, oh, I'm making this much money per month, when that's not actually true. Did you notice how what we're doing is we're just gently shifting your focus as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, to what is going well, and not so much the apparent slowness that you're perceiving? Because remember, sometimes the things that you think are slow, people around you are actually looking at you and they are so in awe of the work that you're doing. So after that, you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a company leader, it's time for you to take some action. And these are a few very simple and very easy things that you can do to start really, really making some energetic movement in your business. So first thing is networking. And networking comes in all different types of sizes. You can go to an open house. You could go to a dinner party. You could go to a set networking event. You could go take a class that is being taught around a subject that you know quite a bit about, but you just go take the class and be a guest. The next thing is to connect with some past clients or maybe people who have thought about hiring you, or even connect with some current clients and let them know about some new people that you're looking to bring into your company and some new business deals perhaps that you're looking for, or new business opportunities. And so just connect to those people, let them know what you're looking for, and offer something of value. So again, this is just about you sharing your expertise with the world around you. So sharing your expertise with people, give something for free. You could put together a recording like this. You could put together a video. You could write an article. You could share three top tips to something through your social media channels. Just think about what your clients or your ideal clients would really be asking or would really want to know, and put something together. Just offer something of value. Because sometimes we are forgetting to actually offer something to the world. And that could be one of the reasons that no one is really even aware of the skills and the talents that we have as entrepreneurs. And so they're not really aware that you know the answers to what they're looking for the answers for. So I encourage you to do that. Network, connect those old clients, connect with current clients, connect with potential clients, and be sure to offer something of value. And that is going to assist you in getting out of that perceived slowness and into a place where the energy moves and flows again in your business. So again, this is Ava at avawaits.com, and I'm wishing you a lovely day.